Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 11th. The grains closed mixed with March corn down 2 cents, closing at 379 and 3/4. March beans up a half a cent, closing at 884 and 3/4. And March wheat down a dime, closing at 542 even. The report came out. It was a little bit bullish for the beans. They lowered the bean carry out by 50 million bushels. Unfortunately, they increased the Brazilian bean crop from 123 to 125. Total South American bean production at 178, which is, a record number out here. And the Brazilian real is about as cheap as it's been in ages. So it's going to make exports very tough for the U.S. I think it's going to depend on whether China lives up to their end of the phase one deal or not. The corn came, left the corn numbers unchanged, and the carryouts, that was a little bearish that we're looking for reductions there. World corn stocks down just a hair, but still relatively large crops. Don't forget, next week we've got the Outlook Forum. It's got to be a bearish number. They're going to plug in trendline yields and raise the bean acres and raise the corn acres. And I can't imagine that it's going to be anything but bearish carryouts projections. But the wheat was the one that really took it on the chin here today. I didn't think the wheat numbers were that bad. They dropped the carryout 25 million bushels. World stocks were just slightly lower. But the funds wanted to blow out of long positions. I think they sold about 15,000 wheat here today. Excuse me. That leaves them long somewhere around 20 to 25,000 contracts. It looked like somebody was a pretty good buyer near the lows on the corn and the beans. The beans rallied as much as 7 cents off the lows. The corn rallied about 3.5 off the lows at one point. Was it Chinese buying or was it fund buying? I think it was a little bit of fund short covering in here. So all in all, not a big response to the report with the exception of the wheat. The wheat closed terrible under the trend line and certainly looks vulnerable to lower prices, in my opinion. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.